Well, Dr. Flack, thanks a lot for being here today.
Well, thanks for having me on, Aaron.
During last night's school board meeting, one of the things that the board and the administration discussed had to do with getting close to finalizing at least the Knoxville Performing Arts Center open house that comes up at the end of the month. There will still be one more meeting for that open house, but just looking over the program, kind of getting the final details down. I know that you said that they're working through the punch list over in the building as well and finalizing all those items. So it sounds like things are really getting ready and getting into gear for this exciting moment in the Knoxville School District.
Aaron will be ready for the open house. There will be a few little things still outside. You know, the weather's been terrible, so the landscaping won't be taken care of. We're still having some issues with finishing up the restrooms in the building because of the tile order and that kind of thing. The tiles, I think, have left New York now so that we can finish that. But it's not going to impact the open house at all. We're very excited to have an open house on the 29th of September from 2 to 4 p.m. We're going to have the band perform a little bit, the chorus perform a little bit. So I think people will get a good idea from that, the quality of the sound that's going to be available for performances in that building. We sure hope a lot of people come to the open house and enjoy seeing a outstanding state-of-the-art facility. And we also hope that a lot of people attend the concert that night. Doreen's Jazz New Orleans is just an incredible jazz band, and I think people would really enjoy that as well.
All right, and then also yesterday at the end of the meeting, Cindy Jones with the Knoxville Softball Club came in and she talked about some proposals for redoing the softball field, talked to the board a little bit about what she was hoping that the school district would provide for this project. I know that last year she said that they worked hard, and it's pretty visible when you go out there, the new scoreboard and the concession stand. So you told the board that you and Mr. Mobley would consider it against the physical plan funds and then bring back a recommendation at the next meeting considering their options.
Yeah, Aaron, Cindy has worked incredibly hard to get some improvements done at that softball field, and through her work has really received the support of a lot of community members, a lot of businesses who have donated time to the construction of the press box, a lot of businesses who have donated money toward the purchase of the scoreboard. So there's been an awful lot of work done there, and work done a lot by the softball girls as well, working concession stands, working rag bri, working the nationals, and that kind of thing. So the softball field, the field itself does need some work. The infield sits a little bit lower than the outfield, so it's a drainage issue. Also, the type of soil that's on the softball field probably could use some improvements. Going to be a lot of trucking involved. Most softball fields and baseball fields use a soil from Shakopee, Minnesota. So that's going to, you know, it's just going to take some cash. But the softball program, the softball club, has about $10,000 available to help with that. And I think the board is really wanting to encourage and thank the softball club for all their work and then contribute toward this project as well. So, yeah, we'll work with Mr. Mobley over the next couple weeks and see where this all fits with our physical plant funds. Of course, we've got the election today, and we certainly hope that people will continue to support that physical plant levy.
And the polls are open today from, 7 to 8?
7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and the poll is in the administration office building.
We'll encourage people to get out there and vote. Of course, the two uncontested names on the ballot, and then the levy and the DMAC levies as well, I believe, are on those ballots today in Knoxville. So is there anything else you'd like to add today, Dr. Flack?
I'm sure hoping that the heat is over. For the whole entire state, this has just been an incredible situation to work through, and you know, I really appreciate the patience of the parents and the students and the staff in, you know, working with some early dismissals and some uncertainty maybe as to what the schedules are going to be, but everybody's working hard and cooperating, so it really still has been a good start to the school year.
All right, well, thank you very much for being here today.
Thanks, Aaron.